Welcome to Cypher Stories, giving a voice to the homeless. The number of homeless people in Britain continues to rise, and in the first quarter of 2018 reached 320,000. That's one in every 200 people. The last Rough Sleep account revealed that on average 91 people sleep on the streets of Birmingham every single night. In Cypher Stories, Giving a Voice to the Homeless, we meet some of the people living with homelessness and using the charity Cypher Fireside to help them navigate through this extremely difficult time. In this episode, we gave the clients at Cypher Fireside Drop-In Centre the chance to talk about whatever they wanted, giving them a comfy chair in a cosy room with a bowl of sweets and plenty of tea and coffee. Aware that talking about anything is rather open-ended, we also gave them some prompts, pressed record and left them to it. Here's Matt and Steve.
Dream job. I don't really care. Financially viable, that I can live without panic or concern or...
I know what my dream job would be.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be a good job.
That'll be a good job.
When we're about Pete, we mean Pete Churchill, who's our... musical director, the Choir With No Name.
The Choir With No Name is made up of people living with homelessness who perform at numerous events nationwide and are a joy to behold.
He's a phenomenal bloke. He's that talented. He can play double bass, bass, guitar, piano, accordion. Yeah, basically everything. He can't do brass or recorder. But he's a very good arranger of music, and he loves it. Yeah, yeah. It would be a dream job, to be fair. So a dream job, like let's say Pete's, is you've got to have a passion for it, and you've got to have rewards for it. So, I mean, that's the way you weigh it up.
It's quite interesting, this, isn't it? What would you like to dream job? My dream job, I would like to be a queen. Queen don't pay no bills. If I win a lottery, I would like to get a passport. I'd like to go to Jamaica one day. I would like a mansion house. If it would happen, I don't know. Only God knows. I wish my mum and dad was here now, and my children. They took my kids. I asked them to help with my kids' social services. And they took my kids away from me for 8 years. And two, I had a breakdown. Now I'm better now. But if my mum was here, my kids would be with me. I always love my kids, no matter what. I've got a granddaughter, she's 3 years old, and Sienna, but I call her Cece. Me and my daughter don't talk. But one day, when my granddaughter is 16, she'll come and see Nanny Pauline.
Pauline isn't the only person who misses her loved ones. We asked the clients who would they like to speak to if they had the chance.
Bronwyn. There you go. That's who I want to speak to.
Who?
Bronwyn. An ex.
Oh, right.
One I lived in Swansea with.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because I missed her and I really effed it up. And it's all my fault. And I'm really stacked. A very good relationship. But no, I would speak to Bronwyn. Because I do... I mean, when we split up... For 2 years, at minimum, every day, I thought about her. Every single day. And I still think about her now sporadically, because it's 6 years ago now. Definitely for a solid 2 years, every day. Because I just stacked it. I completely stacked it. And it's my own fault. Nothing to do with her, and she, God knows, she gave me so many chances. It was mad.
Interesting question. What would I say to my younger self if I could speak to them right now? Ooh, that's a difficult one. I would say that never be afraid to ask for help. you know, in life it's seen as a weakness, but why should it be a weakness? We're only human beings, and sometimes we need help. It could be anything, you know, could be anything from guidance to somebody to talk to. And I think the stigma around asking for help from people, I think we all need to kind of look at ourselves in the mirror and ask ourselves, yeah, why are we thinking the way we do? I mean, why are we feeling the way we do? And it's important because that self-awareness, yeah, it'll make us feel more human and so that we can relate to our neighbours and our loved ones and other people.
What would you say to your younger self if you could speak to them right now? Don't go in the bookies. Whatever your addiction is, and let's face it, most of us in here have got one form or another. I mean, I'm an alcoholic, trying to be a recovering alcoholic, but I'm not doing a very good job. I wouldn't drink. I wouldn't smoke either.
No, I wouldn't smoke either.
Yeah, I mean, in the mornings, oh, God. Half my lungs come up. It's ridiculous. And then I'll roll another fag. In fact, I'm going to roll one now, actually, if you don't mind. I'm addicted to nicotine. And when I wake up from a 3 o'clock in the morning wee-wee, I'll get up and I'll have a fag.
Yeah, I normally do that.
Yeah, around about 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's normally, I'm wake up that time. It's normally about half, 6, 7 o'clock.
Oh, I'm off and about then, by then. Yeah, I'm on the toes.
There's no point in getting up before then, is there? No, what are you going to do?
But I also think there's no point in just lying in the sack.
Well, I suppose not.
Not asleep.
There's no point in getting up early. I mean,
I've got no telly
through choice. I don't want it to. So I find that if I have a TV, I spend most of my time watching TV. Which is sort of...
Well, keep me out of the bookies.
Well, it'll stop me doing things that I need to do, though, wouldn't it?
I just put on Radio 2 and do my crossword. Which is old man syndrome. It's like routine. And it's a routine I would like to break. Come into Cypher Fireside. If I had a job, I wouldn't be here. Simple as that. This is why I'm quite envious of Paul. He's got his teeth into something new and different. Okay, it's going to take a few days or weeks for him to get into it. But all I do is come here, which is shit. This is why I brought my mother down here. I want you to see my day-to-day living. Yeah, took her to the markets, took her here, took her to the dog's home. I did.
You see, people's perception, isn't it? I mean, I was speaking to myself, right? All the sort of mistakes that I made in my life have been my choices, which all the sort of hard times that people are having there, it's their choice, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not... That's why certain people are, I'm not saying unwilling to help, but will take a sort of back step and think, well, why should I help them? Like, they're doing this because they have made their decision. They've made their own bed, they're lying it. I mean, I only got to bring in, so I can't really complain about that.
Oh, yeah, a relationship breaks down, and the money's in their account, and then, you know, you're left on your arse. You know, it can happen, and then you're, hang on, I'm on the street. And, yeah, you don't want to be there. If some people make their own bed, but some people actually have absolutely no... choice. It's circumstantial. That's what happens.
When we asked the question, what would you change about the world, I don't think we were expecting the climate crisis to be the most pressing issue for the clients at Cypher Fireside, and yet it came up more than once.
Another interesting one, which I just wanted to quickly mention. What would you change about the world? Ooh. Well, one thing I would do, rather than change, is inspire. It basically make people see that we have a responsibility to the world. With climate change now at the biggest threat to our existence of every living creature and everything in the whole world, that we have to take responsibility for our own actions and realize that we are not here alone. We live with species, we live with sea life, we live with trees, and there are things which are good for us and there are things which are harmful for us, and being able to recognize that and being able to make the right choices which benefit all of us, and that's what's important. Being able to see that, you know, we live in a community of humanity and creatures, and the choices that we make and little things like throwing, you know, litter and things like that, yeah, it may not seem big in the grand scheme of things, yeah, but it matters because it's a stepping stone, it's a thought process, and it all adds up, and it's a, in, all of a sudden it becomes part of something something bigger than we actually are or we imagine to be. So all we do is for people to be more compassionate in the world, you know, show compassion, it's not a weakness, you know, I mean, care for each other, you know, forgive each other, and, you know, love each other, and, you know, just always remember that anybody can have difficulties in life, that, you know, that we should be more grateful for the things that we have, and that doesn't mean that we should never stop trying to be the best of ourselves, and always, you know, never ever be afraid to ask for help. That's all that I wanted to say, that should be a strength. That's all I have to say. I hope I haven't spoken for too long.
My name is Darius. So firstly, what would you change about the world? It should to be more precise. What would I like to change about the world? Because in my current position, I cannot change almost anything in the world. I can say something, but like in a small group of people, and no one cares, or even if they care, they are not able to do anything. So if I had a power to change anything in the world, firstly, I would take care of amount of CO2 in our atmosphere, but that would be by decreasing the quantity of the cattle, which produce most of the CO2 and ammonia, to be honest, from their poops, which was proven recently. So the like heating effect is not only caused by cars, and to be honest, it's in very small fraction caused by cars, but it's caused by the mass cattle production, producing the meat for humanity. Yeah. But changing one thing about the world, which I think should to be changed, and it's inevitable to do it, it's like to explore the space. And I'm not referring to the space of your cardboard, but I'm referring about the space outside of our planet. Because we're increasing as a humanity, and eventually it's the process is ongoing. We are more and more on planet. We are 77 billions, and there is assumption that we will be close to 9 billions in 2050. So the resources on our planet, they are insignificant, and we have to go farther and maybe terraform, for example, the closest planet like Mars, or go outside of our galaxy. And I am surprised that 50 years passed from the landing on the moon and we are still here on our planet, not discovering at least our solar system. What would you say to your younger self if you could speak to them right now? To be honest, I wouldn't say absolutely nothing, because I am maybe not 100% happy with my life, but I do what I love. This is not sitting here, but I just try to fulfill my dreams. I am just a little bit stumbled along the way, but it doesn't change me. It doesn't change this what I do. It doesn't change my goals. I need to only like gather some resources to realize them. Sorry, to do them, yeah. That's all, yeah. What would I say to my younger self? Nothing, absolutely, because all the experiences created me as a person. I think I am not a bad person. I think like I have like very rigid moral spine. So I'm happy with myself, mostly, yeah. Except of being here, of course, because that means that I am struggling a little bit. And that's all.
Some people simply wanted to express gratitude.
I just want to talk about Cypher, just saying what a fantastic job they do. You know, if you're homeless, well, you know, a lot of people are, and some are in shed houses or whatever, you know. And obviously they got no money and shit, you know. And you come down Cypher to get some food, and it's all pretty cool. And you can do your washing as well. So, yeah, it's pretty cool, man. You know, like if there was nothing like this in Brum, you know, a lot of people would be really suffering, so do a really good job. Okay, thank you.
We also put a phone on the table, not connected, but there to help facilitate conversations people might want to have with a loved one who's no longer there. One man just needed his nan.
I don't know what I'm going to say if I'm speaking to you now, because you've gone. And I've been away from years. Can you please help me guide me in my direction, Lord? Thank you.
One woman used the phone to chat with her sister, Joanne, who sadly passed away 4 years ago.
Hi, Joanne. You all right? What? What do you mean you're tired? Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, how many hours are you working this week? You're funny. Guess what? I'm doing, you know, making bags and stuff like that. Yeah. Enough. Well, hey, listen, girlfriend, I saw three. So there you go. And you know, is it one of my friends wants me to make a sleeping bag type of thing, the army bags I have. Yeah, I don't know the name of it. Oh, me? I'm good. You know what I'm like, I have my good days, I have my bad days. And guess what, I've stopped drinking as well. You know, so you can't tell me off anymore. I won't be nicking your Baileys or your brandy. What? And Mum? Mum's cool, man. We miss you. You know, because I know you're working hard. But you know what I mean, I give Mum jokes. And guess what? I got a kiss her first Saturday, you know. Stop laughing. I'm being serious. She kissed me on the lips, and you know Mum doesn't kiss anyone. But I actually got a kiss off Mum. I was so happy. I was like dancing around the house. Oh, my life. How's Michael? Oh, dear. You know you love him, so behave yourself and stop being mean to him. You are. Oh my gosh. You will laugh without it. Think about it. Who's going to take your holiday? Huh? Really. Think about it. Anyway. Dad? Yeah, you know. We miss him, don't we? But isn't that, I mean, he's out of pain anyway, so I suppose that's good. You know what I mean? And Hayden? He's behaved himself. You know what I mean? I mean, like I say, you don't have to really worry about him. Because like I say, no, we're looking after him anyway. Mikey? Mikey's Mikey, girlfriend. Are you doing with this singing? Oh, yeah. Did he win? Hey, that's my sister. She's the singer. Shut up. If I sang right, trust me. If you want to get up to the place, right, just put me on stage to sing. So I quickly run out of the room. you don't just shout last orders. You know what I mean? In fact, I'll be rich. They'll pay me enough to sing. Better still, I can be your manager. Yeah. Just think, when we're going on holiday, right? And I want you to sing, right? I'll let you do two songs. And if you get a crowd down there, right, I'll be walking around with my begging cup. Yeah. Hey, euros, mate. Money. Pay for the holiday. I ain't feisty. Oh my gosh. Anyway, it's nice to hear you, man, because as I said, I try not to disturb you, you know, when you're resting. Because I know you need to sleep. Anyway, girlfriend, I gotta go now, yeah? But I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
As always, thank you so much to those who shared their thoughts and stories with us in this episode. Next time, a group of Cypher Fireside clients go on an epic excursion. Thank you for listening to Cypher Stories, giving a voice to the homeless.